cast his golden shadows in scintillating sparks. A poetry of fire which cast the whole place momentary into darkness with the brightness of its reflections. He bent over his recording equipment and listened. He combs the golden rays, cooled by breezes from the four corners. The swallow has risen in the east. The doors are open. Mankind is awakened. The words flew into the air, and John and Amethyst ducked as they exploded in showers of sparks. But the old poet hardly noticed, so that the burning fragments singed his beard. The poets of the sulphur baths, in seven crystal tiers, star-shaped, with the laughter of ghosts in its waters, waited expectantly. The water also released its treasures, and one of the young students motioned John and Amethyst aside and played him the day's finds. Here watch a butterfly trapped in a glass. The sand pours in until white wings flutter into stillness. 6 times 3 minutes. Archaeology is burning in high winds. One last walk, one last look.
Here, again. It was an old legend that before the division of light and darkness, Helios, with his 6 companions, had invaded Disc, attracted by its great luxury, but lost in the mirror maze. The young sun god was maddened by his own burning and distorted reflections, until finally he had stumbled, blinded out of the maze, and had dived into the blue lake. And in this way, night was created, and the fish who swam in the lake were dyed gold, and the young gods' rays had imprinted themselves on earth. And from that time forth, man had discovered gold. And now the old poet sat by the lake, watching the ripples in the water where the goldfish swam, and listening for every now and then a word or a phrase would escape where the young god had cast his golden shadows in the scintillating sparks. A poetry of fire which cast the whole place momentarily into darkness with the brightness of its reflections.